Welcome to the Red Dice Diaries. This podcast is a rambling journey through the wonderful world of RPGs from the viewpoint of a longtime GM and player. The music at the start of this podcast was Nightmare by Alexander Nakarada and is used under Creative Commons license. And to start off this episode, first of all, we have a voicemail message from Colin over at the Spike Pit. Take it away, Colin.
Hi, John. Colin, Spike Pit here. Just finished episode 3 of your RPG A Day podcast. Really enjoyed them. I picked up on something interesting you said about the value of GMs playing in sessions of games they run. I hadn't really seen the value of this until recently, as I hadn't had the opportunity to play in games I ran. But you just really see things in a different light as a player. As a GM, you've often juggling quite a few different aspects of the game. Time tends to fly a lot faster, and you're just kind of trying to keep all the plates spinning. But as a player, you kind of sit back a little bit more and you can observe perhaps the table dynamics and things like that a little bit more, and you know, players that are not engaged, and it's really helpful.
Thanks for getting in touch, Colin. I think you raise a really important point there. There are benefits to be gained from actually taking a step back. If you're something of a compulsive GMer like I am, who GMs far more games than they actually get to play in, there is something of a value to stepping back and sort of plopping yourself down in the player's seat from time to time and actually just playing in games that other people are running. And that has a couple of benefits. It allows you to look at other people's GMing styles, maybe pick up some tips, some things that you might like to try out when you're back to GMing your own games. And also it puts you in the mindset and the place of the players in your own games and lets you see things from their perspective. As Colin rightly said, it's very easy when you're sort of looking down from on high as the GM to forget that sometimes things which may seem obvious to yourself may not be so to the players, since they don't have all of the information that the GM has in their command at their disposal. And I most often see this when it comes to things like puzzles, etc., and mysteries within role-playing games. You can create a mystery or a puzzle as a GM where you think it's fairly easy to solve. But to the players, that may not be the case because they don't have the full picture. They only have the little bits and pieces, the clues, etc., that their players have picked up on. So I definitely think it's valuable to step back every now and again, just be a player for a while, and see things from their point of view. And if for no other reason than playing games is a different experience to GMing, it's a different type of fun. Not saying it's better or worse, but it's definitely a different type of fun. And the wider spectrum of experience you can get when it comes to role-playing games can only improve your own GMing and your own playing. So thanks very much for getting in touch, Colin. And hopefully we'll revisit this subject in the future at some point.
So that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or suggestions for things you'd like to see in the podcast in future, please either email them to reddicediaries@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Anchor. Until I see you next time, whenever you're playing, take care and enjoy yourselves.